Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to the 8th episode of Level Up, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Cece Odenbaugh, and I thought that today we could talk a little bit about stealth games, because one thing y'all should know about me is that I love to be a sneaky little girl. Anytime I play literally any game, I'm probably going to start off with some sort of stealth build, if it allows me to. Why? Because I think it's really fun. I always feel like anytime I do a stealth build, I become so deliciously overpowered, and I really like that. But you might be asking me, why on earth would I play a stealth game when I could instead choose literally any other game genre? And to that I say, because stealth games give you a different kind of rush. Now, I know that might sound weird, I know, but give me a second. So, stealth games are pretty cool. Because they let players experience the rush of staying hidden, planning strategic moves, and taking down enemies with precision. You aren't just going in willy-nilly, yee-haw-hoo-ha in these games. You have to think super carefully about how you were going about getting certain missions done. Unlike other genres, stealth games are less about charging into battle and more about moving through levels with caution. You have to rely on patience, timing, and ingenuity. The genre of stealth games has actually evolved quite a lot over the years because many new games now have achievements where you can play through different playstyles. Many games offer what I'll call the ghost achievement. That might be what it's called in some games, but not necessarily all of them, where you can't be seen at all through the whole game, period, point blank. If you're seen, you cannot achieve the achievement. So it's pretty hard to get those achievements, but I think it's super fun that they have that. To go back on a term I just touched on, playstyles. You might be wondering, how on earth do people do different playstyles if the game is just stealth related? Great question, but that's the beauty of these games, because many of the games allow you creativity and choices on how you go about completing missions. You don't have to necessarily be sneaky all the time. You can go guns blazing. Sometimes you have to go guns blazing depending on what the games call for. Stealth games, though, aren't just about mechanics. They offer incredible storylines, immersive worlds, and often touch on themes like morality, freedom, and the consequences of power. There are actually quite a few different stealth games on the market today, but we're covering some of the most iconic stealth games in the genre, at least from my perspective. And those are the games of Dishonored 1 and 2, Assassin's Creed, Thief Remastered, and Metal Gear Solid. So let's get into it. The first game that we're going to start with is actually the whole reason why I got into the genre of stealth, and that is the game Dishonored, which was developed by Arkane Studios and published by Bethesda. Set in a steampunk-inspired dystopian world in the city of Dunwall, Dishonored lets players take on the role of Corvo Atano, the Empress's bodyguard who's been framed for her murder. A couple years later, Dishonored 2 came out, which expanded on the same premise by letting players choose between either playing Corvo or his daughter, Emily Caldwin, as they work to reclaim her throne. The Dishonored games are masterpieces, let me tell you. They give you the freedom to play either non-lethally, aka not killing anybody, or they allow you to embrace your darker side, aka kill everyone. So you can play in between those, but those are kind of the two different spectrums. So this is kind of what I meant by playstyles earlier. So a big part of the main characters you play as, so Corvo and Emily, is that they have powers, which are mysteriously given to you by the Outsider, who is a sort of god figure in the series. It explains it more in the games, but these powers are what make Dishonored special and why I really like it. So, for example, what I mean by powers is that Corvo has this ability called Blink, which allows him to teleport short distances. Emily has something very similar called Shadow Walk, which lets her slip into dark spaces. So Corvo and Emily each have a unique set of powers that you unlock as the story progresses. They have like 8 to 10 powers. And those powers allow you to go to different places, do different things, and find different secrets. They allow you to play the game differently. So you can kind of use two or three main ones, and that'll completely change the game as opposed to you playing with three other different powers. So the delicious thing about Dishonored is that the choices that you make have direct consequences on the world and the story. So I've definitely talked about this in other games, but in this game in particular, you can choose to either sneak past enemies without alerting them to achieve a better, happier ending. They call it chaos, so low chaos, to achieve that happier ending. Or you can choose to basically eliminate your enemies, which creates a higher chaos that achieves sort of a sadder, more harsher ending. What this showed is that stealth games don't have to restrict player choice. They can actually empower it. Next, which is one you know I couldn't leave out when talking about stealth games, is the Assassin's Creed series. This series redefines stealth by mixing it with historical settings, parkour mechanics, and exploration. The first game, released in 2007, put us in the shoes of Altair, a member of the Assassin's Brotherhood in the Holy Land during the Third Crusade. Over the years, the franchise has taken players across different eras, from Renaissance Italy to ancient Egypt, each game focusing on stealth as well as combat. So far, there are 13 game installments in the series. They make one every year, but each offer you a unique experience. While Assassin's Creed has evolved to include more open-world RPG elements, the heart of the series is still about moving through environments unseen, blending with crowds, and taking down targets with precise planning. The early games really emphasize stealth mechanics like hiding in plain sight and silent takedowns, while the later games allow players to strategize and choose their approach. One of the key innovations of Assassin's Creed was its parkour system, which added an interesting new layer to the stealth genre. So what I mean by the parkour system is that in the game, you can run across rooftops or hide in haystacks or seamlessly disappear into crowds, which makes for a fresh new experience. Lately, the games have shifted toward a more action-oriented style, but Assassin's Creed remains a pillar of the stealth genre. The next game is one that I think I talked about a little bit in the Remakes and Remasters episode, but that is the original Thief series. Thief games were originally developed by Looking Glass Studios in the late 90s, and they essentially laid the groundwork for modern self-gaming. The game in particular that I want to talk about is the Thief Remastered game, which was released in 2014, because that is the only one that I've been able to play. If you look at the reviews and whatnots for this particular game, it's not as highly reviewed and liked as the OG ones, but we all know that I'm a wimp and can't handle horror, which is why I played the remastered version, because the original Thief games are pretty spooky. I think that if I remember correctly, one of the Thief games actually earned like the best horror sequence in one of the games, and I couldn't do that. But in Thief Remastered, players step into the shoes of Garrett, who's the player you play, who's a master thief in a dark Victorian-inspired city, tasked with stealing valuables and evading guards. So there's a whole story as to, I mean, it's not just that, but that is the game, but there's a lot more in depth of how he comes to be and the story and all that. But what made Thief unique was its reliance on light and sound. So players had to pay very close attention to shadows and noise levels to avoid being detected, and it made for a very atmospheric, tense experience. Thief didn't rely on powers or gadgets like Dishonored, not that that's a bad thing, but it solely relied on just Garrett's wits, his bow, and the shadows. Finally, we can't talk about stealth games without mentioning Metal Gear Solid. created by the legendary Hideo Kojima, this series introduced many players to stealth gameplay, blending cinematic storytelling with tactical espionage. The protagonist, Solid Snake, is a legendary operative who infiltrates enemy bases, sneaking past guards, hiding in cardboard boxes, and using advanced tech. Now, I personally can't say too much about this game because I basically literally just got into it over the summer, but it's been on my wish list for ages and I just got it. But I've done some research on the game, and each Metal Gear Solid game is packed with lore, commentary and more, nuclear weapons, and the impact of technology. The original Metal Gear Solid, released in 1998, was groundbreaking for its time, and it featured detailed enemy AI, which is used in basically every game, stealth game, and just games in general from that point on. And it also featured a story that really pulled players into its world. Later entries like Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater added components like camouflage, survival elements, and even more intense stealth mechanics. And of course, Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain, which if you look at any online forum, a lot of people regard this as the best or their favorite stealth game ever. And that game introduced more of an open world stealth, giving players even more options to complete their missions. But what's pretty cool about Metal Gear Solid is that it balances gameplay with a strong, complex narrative. Kojima's approach to storytelling and his signature unexpected twists, which he's put in literally every single game, cemented Metal Gear Solid as a cornerstone of the stealth genre. So this game really kind of was a premise for a lot of future games, and a lot of future games took what it did really well and incorporated it into their games. So hopefully this gave you a strong, solid base on what stealth games are and why I love them. I do want to include this little silly story because I think it's funny. But I also think it's a good example of why you lovely listeners, should play stealth games. So my dad is the one that got me into video games. I've definitely talked about this before, but basically when I was younger, I would stand outside and peek through my parents' bedroom door and watch him play Fallout games. But anywho, basically, my dad is the kind of guy that sticks to, like, shooter RPG games. And when I first played Dishonored, I told my dad, I was like, hey, I think you would really like this game because it's published by Bethesda, which, also published and developed the beloved Fallout games that you literally always play. And I told him, I was like, I know that this is a stealthy game, but you can do your own twist and you can literally go guns blazing if you want to. And so it took a couple months of convincing. And after a little bit, this dude still hadn't touched Dishonored. And I was like, what the heck? You need to play this game. And Steam finally had its sale. It was either a winter sale or summer sale. I literally don't remember when this happened exactly. But he finally bought it and he started playing it. And lo and behold, he really likes it. So I would definitely encourage you to try stealth games, even if you're hesitant, because it challenges you to think about how you would go about playing a game differently. And I think that's pretty cool. Now, as always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound toward experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. So I know it's a short episode, but that's it for today. Thank you for joining me as I talked about sneaky, stealthy games. Perhaps, this is your sign to perhaps try a few of these because I consider them absolute bangers. This is your host, CC, and I'll see you next week. Ta-ta!